Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. And the biggest thing, this is the biggest wound that we have, is that the people who will judge you most when you become rich are not men, they're women. And that's how you'll know you're doing them a service, because it's disgusting and it makes no sense. But it's never men that give me flack. It's like, oh, hey, Kath, come on my podcast. You're so amazing. I'm so proud of you. Let's collaborate. It's the girls that are like, ha, you know, you're doing what? You just bought that new car. You could have given that money away. It's like, ooh, what part of you doesn't let yourself receive? When's the last time you had an orgasm? How's your sex life feeling? How much are you enjoying that? And it's like, right? We were put here to receive. We are really that queen that Beyonce talks about. Women in their finest know how to receive fully, because women fully know how to give it all in the right ways. And receiving can be a gift, right? If you bring somebody flowers and they go, no, no, you shouldn't have. No, no, you take them back. It's kind of like this awkward moment. But if they say, thank you so much, I love these, you're like, ah, I just feel like I was valuable to this person, that this person received from me and now I'm needed, right? Like, it's a beautiful thing to receive. And it's also beautiful to be full, because then you have so much more that you can do with the overflow, right? And women are not half full, they're in negative. There's nothing going on. And then what are we modeling for our children? How much self-worth can they have when they see a mother who's like, I never take time for myself. I never go with the girlfriends for a weekend, or, you know, listen to a podcast and drink my tea because it's my time. I would never do that. I would just sacrifice and be miserable and never have. Why would we do that? We have to stop passing down the generational trauma. We have to keep it clean for the next one, right? We have to start setting them free by setting ourselves free. But what's really cool is that while there will be women who look at you and they're just like, how dare you? Like, who do you think you are that you would receive on that level? There will also be women who say, I'm coming with you. Thank you, sister. I'm coming. I see. It's right here. I'm just going to allow myself to go, and I'm going to let the sun hit my face. And boy, does that feel good. And then you get to that place and you start becoming more confident in that place, and you realize it's not a big deal. It's really no big deal. What were you trying to be? King of the world? No, you just want to have a beautiful life. You just want to be able to enjoy this. How many decades do we really have here in these bodies? You just want to enjoy them, right? You want to enjoy them. You want to do good with them. You want to be in purpose. You want to hopefully create change. Yeah, I think it's a good reason. I trust you. But the question is, do you trust you? And that's what this is really about. Do you trust yourself that if you receive, that you would trust yourself to do good with what you receive? And there's a part of you that's bought into, like, you can't be trusted. If you have a lot, who will you become? If you have a lot, what will you do with it? What choices will you make? No. So it's time to unhook from all of that. And then you can go ahead and be visible. And we all have one of these wounds, because we all were in seventh grade and there was some girl who was really nasty. And Martha Beck told me that a lot of times we'll have this conversation with ourselves, like, everyone will say this, everyone will think this. And she said, it's usually like that everyone is two people. It's like someone who was like a real shit to us, like in middle school, and like your dad or like somebody else. And then you go, is that everybody? Or is it like two people? But I've made this connection. I've wired it into myself, right? And when we wire things into our subconscious, that is like a iron gate and it just holds you back energetically. So it's really beautiful to set that down.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.